Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Border Wars episode. And let me tell you, first and foremost, if you don't know what Border Wars is, I guess the easiest way to sum it up, I've been sitting back here thinking, it's our own version of Fight Club. Just like that, except with a lot more protection, headgear, and the boxing rules. We usually have our fights in front of professional fighters or trainers, and we document it, and it's all live for people to see on our other platform called Patreon, where we host Border Wars. So if you're not interested in that, it's all good. No need to hit the thumbs up button. We just gave you a Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder show a few minutes ago and another show last night and probably a bunch more throughout the hours. So, just check out. This is for our niche audience, right? Actually, for those that participate, we have our own fighters. And this particular Border Wars has its own audience. And before I introduce my co-host, I want to say we've been having these Border Wars episodes, and maybe some of the fighters, maybe some of the fans following some of our fighters, Matt, have been kind of like, hey, I want to be highlighted. Well, no different than, you know, when we have a regular TBV, hashtag TBV podcast show, where we tell our fighters, or we tell those fighters, right, they need to promote themselves. They need to use their social media. They need to make the people want to watch them, listen, all things. But this is what we'll be talking about. So if you're interested in this, like I said, you know, stick around, hit that thumbs up button. But now,
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
Boxers.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
Boxers.com.
Yes, yeah. Hit it here, hate it everywhere. And me and Nestor, we're in the green after the Fury and Deontay Wilder show. And we were discussing some Border Wars topics. We were discussing some behind-the-scenes rumors and news going around amongst the contestants. And we thought, why not do a show right before we go to the gym? So we're here. You know, some maybe a little bit of doomsday midi news, maybe some myself and Warren news, and plus so much more to get into. So can't wait to chop it up.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to our anonymous for you in the chat. He says the Border Wars doesn't match the name. Well, the name Border Wars originated from the fact that the hosts are from here in the USA, and they took on a Canadian team in the second series of Border Wars, or actually the first version of Border Wars, where Team USA took on Team Canada, hence the name Border Wars. And now this time, we kind of kept it that way. Why? Because East is coming to the West. So, yeah.
Plus, we got the Team UK.
And now we have a Team UK promoted by Robbie Hearn. Not to be confused with Eddie Hearn. You know, we had a female coming from the UK. She's still coming, Emma Mack. So it still is Border Wars. Plus, a lot of the Canadian crew are coming back as well with newer Canadian fighters. So, again, it is Border Wars because, you know, unlike other podcasts, ours is international. Ha, ha. That being said, we're here, as Matt was saying, because in the green room we were just talking, and I said, Matt, are you going back to sleep, or do you want me to look for another topic to talk about? because I see you with this dry fit shirt. So I don't know. You might be going to the gym. He's like, yeah, I'm going to the gym. And guess who's going to be there? So, Matt, who's going to be at the gym?
The one, the only, Mr. Iron Sal.
Iron Sal is traveling from where? Northern California?
Okay. In his opinion, it is still Southern California. Everyone in L.A. would disagree with him, but I will concede and I will agree that Bakersfield is the very extent of SoCal. Bakersfield's probably a 2 to 3 hour drive, depending on traffic. So he is driving at least 3 hours, I would say, to come meet us at the gym. So that's pretty cool. So shout out to Sal for making that drive.
And I am under the understanding that he is seeking amateur sparring. He wants not only to get in with yourself and team West Coast, but he also wants to get in with some of the sparring amateurs at your gym.
Yes. I believe Sal's exact words is, I'll get in there with anyone.
So do you have anyone in mind? What sort of amateurs frequent your gym that may or may not end up being in the neutral corner with Sal, our Iron Sal on Patreon?
Well, I believe today is sparring day at the gym, so hopefully we're going to get more amateurs there than we had yesterday and the day before in the morning. We had very few amateurs there. But I think today is sparring day, so we should have tons of amateurs. A lot of slick fighters, a lot of southpaws coming to the gym. So we have a lot of different looks. We have some good Mexican Argentine boxers as well. Some Central American boxers as well come in here. Some El Salvadorians. There's a Colombian amateur that's pretty good as well. So we have tons of amateurs he can get in there with. It all depends who's there and who's in his weight class.
Yeah, I'm checking.
I have some in mind though. Definitely.
I'm checking. Trying to go back here and just see. Yeah, I think I need to. Let me see if I could just. Because we have that's Patreon only, but he does have a screenshot. A Patreon only three-way shot Sal does. Because last show we were talking about Tyson Fury and how, you know, he should be able to get in at least losing 50 to 60 pounds within a 90-day period. And Sal's been training less than 90 days, and he's shedded a massive amount of weight, he started high. He started at 196. He's going to fight at 165, right?
Yes, I believe so. Against Eric Babyface Garcia, one of the Garcia brothers from Canada.
That's right. Who I quick note. You know, I want to say at first they kind of made a good impression, they did, but I feel like they're also losing that spark that they caused, which is difficult for foreign fighters. So I don't know. I would recommend that they get back on the saddle. This is Sal, and look at all that he's shed. All that he's shed, and he still has 3 months or two, 2 months and some change to go. And you know, he's on his way to go spar today. You know, he's looking for glory. He's not behind a chat, a keyboard, just talking shit. This dude is putting it in. You know, we got sparring of him. We've watched his progress. And he's going to be facing Tony G, a guy that is continuously looking good.
Not Tony G.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's facing Eric Babyface Garcia.
Nah, you're all wrong. But Garcia's facing Anthony Cincinnati Cobra.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Tony G and Sal is slowly building up into a very intriguing matchup.
That's Bakersfield versus Fresno, too. I mean, there's tons of storylines there for a California resident.
Now, again, for those that say, oh, wow, I didn't know Sal lost that much weight. If you're on Patreon, make sure you're watching his vlog. And vlog is going to be the key word today. Why? Not because Nestor is conceited and wants you to watch his vlog, but because Nestor is, at the end of the day, the owner of TBV, and I'm always going to want the best. So I'm out getting footage to keep you entertained. So my vlog has a lot more to do with just myself. It's really an East Coast version of Border Wars. And that's why it's called Border Wars. Ness, Young Ali Vlog, and The Day. So all that I said, Matt, is because even guys like my own co-host, my own good friend, who's, you know, we've shared numerous things, whether that be a drink, a tote, or a thought, doesn't check my vlog. But my vlog is what brings us here today.
Wait, who, what co-host are you referring to? Because it could be more than one that doesn't watch your vlog.
Well, obviously you're the one here. My vlog is why we're here today.
I watch it sometimes. I don't know why.
There is some vital information that was distributed there organically. And the way that we got to this information and the conversation between myself and Matt was because I said, Matt, why is it that when I watch your sparring, there's music? Are you doing that because someone's coaching and you don't want the coaching to be heard? Are you doing that because the radio's playing and you don't want that music to flag your video?
Yep, that's another point.
And he said, well, now he's using that secondary excuse, ladies and gentlemen, because you see how Nesta works. Immediately I said, schedule a show. We got to go Border Wars. Why? Because Matt is withholding information. And it made me chuckle. I said to myself, you see, if you watch my vlog, you get it all. You get it all. When the coach tells me, man, Ness, you look tight. The coach was actually, in Spanish, we call it burlando. He was straight clowning me, right? Like, he physically mocked me to the other fighters. Like, oh, look, this guy was so tired. And he, you know, walked around the ring like a mummy and then laid on the ropes and was just teasing me, right? But that's not why we're here. Why we're here is because when the coach started to do pad work with Doomsday, a.k.a. Alexander Lioness, he immediately, A, felt power, and B, seen the difference between doing pad work with myself. Obviously, I went first, and then, boom, he did pad work with Alex, who is obviously more polished, and then he finished it off with Alexander's cousin, Elias the Lion, Lioness, which, to be honest with you, you should watch that whole vlog just to see his assessment of Lioness, the Lion coming back to the gym, weighing 190. His normal fighting weight was at 54. So very fat, very out of shape, Tyson Fury-like, and the coach being very honest. That being said, it was a very entertaining vlog. I don't even know what number it was, but coach is doing pad work with Alexander, a.k.a. Doomsday. And, you know, I'm telling myself, well, shit, man, this guy just let him rest during the bell, and I could swear he made me work through the bell. So I'm, in Spanish, we call enchinchando, I'm fucking edging him on like, yo, coach, man, I don't hit him pads. So I'm trying to get Coach Eric to make Doomsday work even more. The bottom line is, one of those rounds finished, Doomsday walks into the camera and he says, I'm coming for you, Mitty. I'm coming for you. Something about I'm going to hit your little head or bust your little head. I don't know. One of the cool little remarks he makes about his power, which everyone obviously knows that he has, and then the coach confirmed throughout the vlog. Now, Mitty is actually on the line, and Mitty might have heard the same thing that I heard, and I'm going to be very interested to get his interpretation of it. And I'm going to actually stop on some of my story to see how deep into the vlog Mitty went himself. But at one point, Matt, the coach says, oh, you fighting Mitty. You fighting Mid. And me and, you know, obviously, Elias, we bust into laughter because there is this stigma, right? There's this kind of mystique floating around in the TBV crowd that Doomsday A may not make the weight.
Yes.
His last fight was at like 196. He was at like 208. One time in Vegas, we seen him at 188. Some days he wakes up at 2:02. No one knows. No one knows. And the months are just getting shorter. We're getting closer and closer to the date. And people are starting to think we should open up a betting line on whether or not he makes the weight. So in the vlog, you know, the coach, in my opinion, seemed to emphasize a bit of worry. Oh, you fighting Mitty? Oh, you know. So I'm interested to hear Mitty. Mitty, how are you, brother? Good afternoon to you all the way in the United Kingdom. Thank you for being from the United Kingdom and joining our show and proving to, you know, people in the chat that name anonymous that Border Wars fits the title since you're from over there coming all the way over here to fight. But did you see the vlog? Because I noticed that you commented, and I would actually like if you could give me your comment literally, word for word. The one that you commented on Patreon.
Yeah, no problem, miss. Can you hear me? Can you hear me clearly?
Perfectly,
Having a little...
No, I hear you perfectly.
Okay, cool. So, first of all, let me tell you that thank you for posting those vlogs, and let me answer your question. I did watch the vlog, and I watched every single one of your vlogs from start to finish, even though the one that lasts like 30 minutes or so, I do watch them because, number one, I enjoy them. And number two, like you just mentioned, there is like some information that you can pick up on everyone. And except from watching a few other videos before, you don't really get the chance to see Doomsday work very often. So that one I did enjoy particularly because I could see, I could watch him work in technical combinations on the pad. And it's not a fight, it's not sparring, but it gives you the indication of technique, it gives you the indication of power, and you know, it kind of solidifies what I've seen in the past. So, you know, I was like, I was kind of happy. Now for my comments in Patreon.
Wait a minute, Matt, I just want you to know that he said it solidifies.
I know, I heard that.
Okay, go ahead, continue, Mitty.
Yeah, like, so what I've commented on is exactly what you've mentioned, right? So he's hitting pads with Eric, and then at the end of his run, he's doing the normal promotional stuff, right? And I say, Mitty, I'm coming for you, or whatever, which I like, right? So, but then Eric just realizes that he fights me, and he says, oh, you're fighting Mitty? And my comment was like, you know, shaking my head and saying, like, when your coach finds out that you have no chance of winning but doesn't have the heart to tell you because you're a good guy, right? So, and that's how I interpreted it. Like, I'm not saying that he has no chance of winning. I'm just saying that the coach realized and wanted to tell him, oh, damn, you're in a fight. Because I've actually hit pads with Eric before. I've trained with Eric when you nicely set up the training sessions for me when I was in New Jersey. So I got to know Eric and we got to work together. So that was cool.
Well, that was what was interesting to me. Mitty, I'm going to place you on hold because you will be surprised to know that I felt exactly like you. Well, actually not surprised to know that. I'm pretty sure you felt that. The twist is, cue the music, Matt.
Oh, I wasn't ready. Hold on.
That's all right.
There we go.
Yeah. So, Mitty said he watches them all, which, yo, really quick fucking thank you. No, seriously, because I'm doing it to try and keep everyone in. I understand what it takes to build up a promotion. And I mean, we started this maybe 6 months out, 5 months out, something far. So it's easy for people to forget. So other Border Wars participants, remember those words. It's easy for other people to forget you. You know, like Anthony from Cincinnati, you started out hot putting out your own vlog. He's on the motorcycle. He's training with pros and sparring amateurs. Then all of a sudden he goes dark. Not to mention his camera looked like it was always smeared with like chocolate on the lens or something.
Like it was dial-up.
Vlogs. Sal started a vlog and I was definitely interested, but it's only been two and I know life gets in the way, but Don't complain if no one remembers your fight or knows your fight, right? That being said, towards the end of that vlog, not that round where Doomsday, you know, and all of his bravado went into the camera, beating on his chest, King Kong style. Not that part, but a little further, just a little further, right before he's about to get out of the ring after that round, after a whole other round of pad work. Seems like the coach changed his opinion. And he says, damn, Mitty, he might be coming for you. And he also compared Doomsday and my power. Now, maybe some will say, well, you know, Ness, Doomsday's fat. He's a heavyweight. So it's not really a comparison, but he still isn't a heavyweight. At the very least, he's a cruiserweight, if we're going to be technical. So for a coach to say that he's, you know, has the power of a way bigger guy, who gets better, should get better extension because of my length, right? So he should feel more power from me. So that right there is like, okay. But we always knew the power was real, which brings me to the other point. Is he afraid? Is he afraid? When you say who, Ness, I'm saying Doomsday. The fucking one that's confident here. I mean, look, let's just be honest. Mitty might as well be from the East Coast.
Oh,
he's talking cash shit. Look, he just came up here and said that the pad work, not the sparring, Matt, the pad work solidified everything that he thought. This dude is high off of confidence. So much so, and this is why I didn't mind doing this show, because Mitty is willing to bet $1,000 on himself. You know, that's like when those fighters bet, or Chavez punk ass backs out of an entire purse bid bet, because that's what the fuck this is. Let's just be honest. For Doomsday, $1,000 means his entire trip to Los Angeles for this fight is absolutely free. And he could fucking probably go and bust a few bottles. You know what I'm saying? Cop a few O's of legit weed out there in Cali.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So all I'm saying is a dude that ain't afraid. And look, I'm just who the fuck I am. I'm Ness, bro. I tell you shit behind your back, in front of your face all day. I'm going to keep it real. There's no hair on my tongue. A motherfucker. Mitty, put the money on me, motherfucker. Bet me I won't beat my opponent. Give me $1,000 of motivation. Because that's what I don't see. Somebody trying to bet $1,000 on himself against me, motherfucker, let's bet it. Let's bet it. And let me use that as motivation to get to that weight. I'm not going to say, damn, am I going to get to that weight? And when I hear a fighter telling me, am I going to get to that weight? That's like when Andre Ward said, you know, I done did everything I had to do. We knew you was about to leave. When Terrence Crawford said, I cleaned it out. We know he moving up. So I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know what else you need if not $1,000 to get fucking motivated. But I'm using the word motivated. A meaner person could easily take that out and say scared, afraid. Why? Mitty is more experienced. I mean, look, everything is switching. The pendulum is swinging. He started out as a favorite. He started out as a favorite. Now, all of a sudden, rumor is he's a 300, a plus 300?
Really?
Yo, I mean, that's what it started. I know Bruce has to do the line officially, but I remember seeing in the chat that it was at a plus 300, right? That means, yeah, meaning that Mitty was the favorite, right?
Yeah.
It was plus 300.
Yeah, I mean, and that's because people don't believe he's going to make the weight.
Do you?
Well, he's been going to the gym. He went Saturday. And Sunday is God's day, and we still went to the gym that day. So the thing is, could he stay motivated? Listen, we're going to go. We went to Mitty. We're going to go out to his promoter, Robbie Hearn. Not to be confused with Eddie Hearn, but probably family. Who fucking knows? Yeah, let's get to his intro, though, because he's got a banging one.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, then yeah. You predict he's going to beat me. He lost his
why did Wilder sell that 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What up, Rob?
What up?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, yeah,
Rob, I'm going to have to put you on a timer, all right? Because I got to get to the Deontay Wilder.
No, yeah, no worries, no worries. It won't take me long to say that, yeah, Doomsday's definitely scared. we're hearing Paulie Thumb. We're hearing our root canal. We're hearing there's rumors of donut abuse. You know, it's all there in writing, in the chat, little videos. We know it. I mean, I'm shit-talking to try and motivate him. I want him to prove me wrong, you know? I'm doing the promoter thing. I'm trying to get him to go, you know what? Fuck that Robbie Hearns. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to get on those scales. I'm going to come in. He's going to do it like Mayweather. I want him to do it like Mayweather. Come right in under. But is it going to happen? Is the fear too much? I mean, this doomsday power, is it a myth? Is he hiding behind it? Maybe he shouts the loudest, but sometimes the man who shouts the loudest isn't the one with the goods. But I want him to make the scales. We want to see this fight, and we want Middy to prove his favoritism and come out on top. Of course I do, but I want the fight to go ahead, and not just because Middy's a good guy and it doesn't matter what Doomsday weighs, he's still going to fight him. I want it to be legitimate. You know, this order was set up with people passing screening tests and stuff like that. But Middy's going to fight him regardless, he said. But, you know, I want it to be done properly. But Doomsday, I know you can hear me. I know you'll be listening somewhere. Put the donuts down. Strap your thumb up. Forget your tooth. Get on the treadmill. Get in the gym. Do the work. Don't puss out.
Well, Robbie, man, thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to another promoter all the way in Canada, which, again, I want to emphasize, making Border Wars perfect title.
That one compliment really got you, Ness.
No. I just like rubbing it in people's face.
That you're right?
No, that, no. Yeah, that we're right and that everything. Just like, I always do that. Just, you know, like, you're going to hear me on these fights, man. I mean, my commentating is probably going to be Patreon only because we're going to have a entire crew over there. Shout out to Mickey Caparelli and Beetlejuice Films out there in Australia, coming all the way again, hence making our fucking title appropriate, coming all the way from Australia to be the videographer and film company to cover Border Wars. Let's go out to Jose, aka Bobby Arum, the promoter of Team Canada, who's coming back in his rematch as a champion, giving his challenger the opportunity to get another shot at glory and bringing his team of, I believe, four Canadians now to battle in some very competitive matches.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code Norway, 41 that full play. I'm like, no way, got a rock like Coldplay, killing it.
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron
Rodgers. Yo, boys, what's going on, man? Good morning to you guys.
Morning, I'm brother, morning.
You guys are putting on a show today. Good morning. Good morning. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on this really quickly, man. I think the whole Middy thing is, you know, it's kind of growing its own legs here, man. You know, from the video I've seen, yeah, Middy seems sharp, but I think I'm honestly predicting he's going to sleep, man. Like, Middy, you know, Doomsday's going to catch him. Middy's too wide open. Too wide open. I know it's a risky tactic to rely on your power. But when you got it, you got it, man. Like, that's the tool he has. He's got to play those games, man. He's got to play by those rules. And he's going to catch him, man. And it's going to happen. And Middy's going to go on Queer Street. And then we're going to have to decide how we really see Middy as a friend. Do we care about him enough to stop the fight? Or are we going to let him take punishment? That's what it's going to come down to. I think him traveling all the way and him wanting to enjoy his trip, the right thing to do will be to step in and stop the fight. But not my call, right? It'll be up to the ref and up to the game.
Yo, look at Jose trying to influence the judges early. Like, yo, if you see Doomsday land some leather, stop the fight. I got money on it because I understand that you want to lay some money. But I also understand that I'm doing this show because you also punked out. Mitty is so confident, which is why I did this show. This shit should have been titled Mitty's Balls Are Bigger Than Everyone's, because he said, Jose, you bet me $1,000. You're so confident on Doomsday. Well, you bet me the $1,000, and you punked out.
Or ducked out.
No, that's the thing. Like, setting a challenge like that is being a duck yourself, because you know no one's going to accept it. So Mitty set a reasonable challenge. We said $100. I said, yes, let's do it. I'm going to bet the $100 on the line. If Mitty is a 4-1 favorite, then that means I'm betting that line. I want to make sure that I'm betting through the house, with the house, and I want to get paid by the house. I'm not going to do side bets, man, because those things don't ever work. Right? So Mitty, no. I was saying right now on air, yes, fuck yes, I'm taking your bet. And I'm willing to bet up to $100. Of my money, and depending on what the line is, that's what the bet's going to be. If Doomsday is the favorite, then that means I won't win $100 back. I'll win maybe $80 or $90 back. That's fine. But if Mitty's the favorite, then that means I'm going to win $120, $130. Right? So let Mitty know I am accepting the challenge, and let Mitty put up those $1,000. I bet you there's 8 people just like me that know that at the end of the day, he's going to get buried in that flag, man. Right. So it's just that simple, man. So that's what I'm saying right now. There's no duck in here. So Mitty, you know how I feel. You're a good guy. But you know what? Sometimes good guys, they not only do they finish last, they finish on their back. And that's going to be Mitty, man, in my opinion.
Oh, man. All right. Listen, Jose, I want to give you a little bit of more time, but I am pressed for it. But I need a quick Canada update, because we were just saying how, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
No, man. everyone's looking great. We're sparring really hard, and we've even booked private gym. Like on Friday, we're doing a private session at a beautiful gym. We're going to have recording cameras. There's going to be multiple angles. It's going to be the best footage you guys have ever seen of Team Canada. Zach's going to be there. Everyone's going to be there. We're bringing in sparring partners, everything. So this is legit. Like, this is going to put all your guys' shit to shame. You guys are going to see what we're up to, and this is going to be a new level. And from now on in, this is the new standard of how shit's going to have to be done. And we're going to be the ones, as always, to set the standard. Team Canada, baby. Now and tomorrow. Don't forget it. Fuck. We're the man.
All right, Jose. Speaking of the standard, you know that Team Canada has also set the standard on uniforms. They're coming in fully dressed. I'm being told matching. I don't know how true that is. I guess more information will come out. Matt, you had something? Because I got another bomb to drop.
Yes, very quickly, just to address Jose, the first thing that Team Canada set the standard for was having a losing record as a team. So shout out to Team Canada. Maybe they might continue that standard of having a losing record.
So many shots at Jose. You know, first of all,
I'm fighting a Canadian, of course.
First of all, I would like to see you, A, win your fight, B, eat a couple of Big Macs and challenge Jose, even if he loses, because – dude, all your shots come at poor Jose. Like, and he's done nothing.
I have challenged Jose numerous times to spar, and he's
right now he feels like it would be a slaughter.
What?
Right now he feels like it would be a slaughter. Plus, Border Wars doesn't accept those out of weight fights. You know, you did that
Border Wars once
in your Florida, you know, backyard Kimbo Slice days, you know, but you know, we can no longer do that.
Look, I never said it on Border Wars. I always said sparring. Jose, you always ducked me. Like, that's just a fact. Sorry if these facts upset Eunice or Jose, but I've challenged Jose numerous times to spar. I've even told him when he's down in L.A., which he has been in the past.
Yo, listen, Matt, listen. Is the camera on me? Is the camera on me? Look at me. Camera guy, point at me. No, camera guy, make sure it's on me. Listen, Matt, you know, you run around here talking real tough, all right? But the other bomb that I got to drop, I wish I had a Funk Flex fucking bomb, right? You know, the other bomb I got to drop is that Mr. Matt Talk Shit Hunter, tough guy, always challenging people to spar. Here he is now talking shit about Jose and how he wants to fucking spar him, right? Well, someone's on their way to spar you. And they're coming from pretty far to spar you.
3 hours away.
All of a fucking sudden, the hipster Hunter, not only is he waking up late, but he's waking up late, and he's got some sort of, and I'm using air quotes because I know this is a podcast, but you can catch us on YouTube live. He's fucking got an injured ankle now all of a sudden. You know, it ain't broken. It ain't fractured. It's twisted. It hurts when I step on it because Sal coming through, and he ain't want that work. Now, what else I'm going to say, guys? Because I'm like fucking TMZ.
No.
You'll get your time.
I flew to Jersey and sparred amateurs.
Listen, buddy, you'll get your time to talk, buddy. You'll get your time to talk. They can't hear us both talking over each other. You'll get your time to talk. Listen, what else I want to say live here? Because, you know, he even tried to do this show for Patreon only. He tried to do it private, guys. He tried to do it private. He said, this is a Patreon. I said, no, this is free, Matt. Why? Because Matt is also, he was also going to try and have Sal sparring be like private because now, according to his.
Well, I never said it was going
to
be private.
According to his ankle, you know, he wasn't going to release the Santiago footage with Sal. But we as the people are demanding it as of right now. We smell that there's going to be some sparring. We want to see that shit. We're demanding it right now, Matt, Mr. Ankle injury. So do you want to explain this ankle injury?
Yeah, it was just yesterday. I was in Chicago. You get some weird instances of footwork and getting caught up. Got caught up a little bit, got off balance, stepped wrong. And I twisted up a bit. That was yesterday. It's sore. It's definitely swollen. I don't think it's smart to go spar the day after you twist your ankle. Especially when we have 8 to 10 weeks still. So if you, Ness, I know you're not here yet. You're down there trying to open the door for Doomsday. But if you, Ness, want me to really spar Sal that badly, I will tape it up. You know me.
Yo, tape it up.
You talk about Mitty having the biggest balls. That's funny. That's always been funny. Because the biggest ball in this entire group is me. And I'll tape up my ankle today and spar Sal today if you want me to.
Matt,
I'll go tape it and I'll show you.
Matt, I said,
motherfucker, come on.
I could easily say you got big balls, but someone could give me a counter argument and say, no, Matt is just fucking the Charlie Z of Border Wars.
How can you say I'm ducking Sal, though? Like, that's funny.
Yo.
That's funny.
Yo, the media got to put narratives out there.
I have flown across the country. You're a gym.
The media got to put narratives out there, and that's what I was being leaked. I was leaked that information. I don't know. I'm going out to another Border Wars fighter seeking glory, and I believe he's a favorite, is what I heard.
To you, he's a favorite.
Is what I heard. I heard he's a favorite in this fight.
Not to the official odds.
But we have forgotten him. Who are you? Who is this? We haven't seen him in so long.
Come on, man.
Who is this?
Yeah, right.
Are you part of Border Wars? Because we haven't seen any new content. We don't even know how you're looking. Last time we seen you was in the summer.
In the garage.
Uh-huh.
Shots fired in the garage.
Well, hey, we put working over there on the streets, man. We in the garage over here. And not everybody got the gym, bro. A fucking gym. Hey, but I got some sparring that I haven't even released yet because let me tell you, Info Joe, man, I don't see enough work in it, man. I kept giving everything away.
What do you mean? We've released over... Hold on, Lemon. We've released over 8 rounds of sparring for Info Joe. You have released 1. Step up your fucking game.
You gotta watch anything that says TBV West Coast, you gotta watch it entirely. They're usually long, 10, sometimes 30, you know?
Hey.
Step up your game, Alex.
Hey, man, I got some sparring, man. Hey, I got these guys trying to hurt me in sparring, man. You guys out there pity-patting, man.
Hold on. Everyone has this narrative that we got the pity pat, but we're posting more sparring than anyone. So, Lemon, you say you're throwing some actual shots in sparring? Then post it, motherfucker. Why are you scared? That's right, because you ain't working. You're eating yogurt, you're eating fruit, and you're running. That's all you're doing. You're sparring in the fucking garage with a 13-year-old fat kid. Step up your fucking game, Lemon.
Lemon, they coming for you.
Hey, that kid.
Lemonade come January. You ain't nothing but lemonade, motherfucker.
Hey, that kid was 19, and he take you out, man.
Oh, that's
Lemon. I'll spar his fucking ass too.
Yeah, you got a fucking hurt ankle now that you got to spar.
I'll spar anyone. I'll tape up my ankle today. Fuck it.
What up, Lemon?
Hey, check this out. What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm packing, man. I'm on my way to L.A. today, bro. You better watch your mouth.
They come to the gym, Lemon. Come to the gym, Lemon. Bring your fat boy. Come on. Fire. You know where the gym's at. I'll send you the address. Don't be scared, homie. Don't be scared, homie. We here every day.
Alex, listen, give us a quick update because I got to go. We got to go to the media day workout for Deontay Wilder. It's heavyweight season. Talk to us.
Okay, for real, I am going to L.A. Tonight because I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to go spend some time with Oscar Valdez, Gabriel Flores Jr., and Michael Collin over there in training camp. We over there with the big boys, man.
You're going to get that tutelage from Manny Robles while Matt is coaching himself.
Exactly. We're going to be in Manny Robles' gym.
You go there for an hour. You go for there an hour, and you're still going to get knocked the fuck out come January.
I don't know, man. From what I hear,
by you?
It's going to matter.
Alex,
I'll knock you out after Joe knocks you out. Don't worry about it. We'll wake you back up. Don't worry about it.
Yo, hey, Alex, don't worry about it, because from what I hear, you're the favorite, coming into that info. Joe fight, I don't know. Betting line ain't come out yet, but that's what I heard. Lemon?
Hey, number respect for info, Joe. Now you better hope I don't drop to 140.
Do it, pussy.
Don't be scared, homie. Yo,
don't
Lemon.
Be scared, homie.
Falling in.
415 Torrance Boulevard. I'm there every morning, Monday through Friday.
Yo, Matt, you don't run that gym. I want to see you doing that Prince Nassim Hamed Sergio Martinez bullshit on Sal. You ain't going to do that shit on Sal.
My ankle's good enough. I'll tape it up. We're good.
Yeah.
You don't need me, but Ness.
Lemon, all you got to do is go watch the tape. There is tape of Info Joe, and me and Info Joe was talking about it the other day. There's new tape, and yo. You know, Matt is, I don't know. You tell me what you think about it when you see the tape. But listen, this has been a Border Wars update. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. And with any new people listening, if you want to see some of this footage, you want to see the buildup, all the sparring, all the training footage, everything that is Border Wars is mostly on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Head on over there. Get to know our fighters. We got over a dozen matchups for this January 16th, 2018 card. These fighters have been getting ready since about 6 months now, and things are starting to progress and point in the right direction. So we're definitely happy. Sad that we got an update that Matt is injured. He is a self-proclaimed star and A-side. So what is this going to mean for the Warren fight? I want my betting line people, Bruce, and everyone to, factor that in. Speaking of Bruce, get with Matt so you can get Bruce's information. Maybe we start a Twitter or thing, something, some way, maybe an email, because Bruce needs everyone's information as far as what weight you started Border Wars and what weight you plan to fight in Border Wars January 16th and what weight you are now. He's going to need a couple other questions. He's probably going to want to perform some sort of interview with every fighter. Every fighter should be listening to this in the post, live, or whatever. You need to get with Bruce because don't be mad if you're not a favorite, or don't be mad if you're a super underdog if you didn't do your, preliminary interview, and we have to go based off of our own assumptions and our own, assessment of you, without giving you – Matt, without giving Matt the ability to say, no, man, that sparring that you're seeing with Sal where he knocked me out or down, I had a bad ankle and it's taped up. I swear to you, it's taped up. But if you don't give us the interview, you're never going to be able to say that your ankle was taped up. All we're going to have is footage of you being slept, Matt. But I'm your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO. Check me out on my vlog, which is super entertaining. I got tons of sparring. I'm so glad you guys got me into this. I used to talk so much shit. Now I'm actually backing it up, knocking fucking headgear off. So until the next tough guy signs up, I'm out.
And I'm Matt Tapes-Hernan. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, at MyHunterTBV on Instagram. Peace.